Kishon Rosa, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Marikot and daf Yud Tes. We're here on Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines down in the medium fat lines. Amar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Yeruvain Ben, it's really right, he had mentioned something at the end of yesterday's daf, that the whole concept that marrying a woman is Minashamayim, you can find proofs to that in all throughout Tanakh, in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So we quote something else in his name, and then we'll go to a Mishnah that's a little bit more, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last of the Hilchos Chol Moed, and then another Mishnah Naman Aleph will take us clear into the Avelis, Halachos of Avelis, even though we really did have some of that before a couple days ago. But either way, it says the Gemara, Vamarav Mishum Rabbi Yeruvain Ben Itzdrovili, one of the great names found in the Gemara. Amri Lebe Masnisa Tana. Some people say it was actually taught in the Brisa. Amar Rabbi Reuven Ben Itzdrovili. Ain't Adam Nechshad Badavar Elam Kain Aso. Right, a person does not have rumors floating around about him. Very ominous Gemara in light of recent events, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. But a person is not suspected, does not have rumors floating around about him, unless he actually did said, let's say, Avera. Vim lo also, or, and, well, not really, as the Gemara proceeds to point out, but it says, and if he didn't do it, im lo also kulo, if he didn't do all of it, then also mitzoso, then probably he probably did some of the Avera. Vim lo also mitzoso, if he didn't do some of it, so then here believe olaso. So maybe he kind of, in his heart, he desired to do said Avera. Vim lo here believe olaso, so, and if he didn't really want to do it himself, so then ra acherim sha'asu v'samach. He saw other people doing this Avera, and he was happy about it. Again, really, the idea of Kosh Baruch Hu working things out, you know, as you know, if a person, unfortunately, is not perfect or not, well, I guess, in tune with how we should be acting, right? Not only do we think we get away with stuff when we do things in private, but really Kosh Baruch Hu kind of forces those things out into the public sphere sooner or later. Rachman al-Tzlan, lo alinim. Masiv Rabbi Yaakov asked the following question. One second. Are you serious? Is that really true that everybody who's suspected of anything definitely had some sort of shemetz, some sort of slight, at least, the very least, slight of error? Pesach says, Vayichbu b'nei Yisrael dvarim asher lo kein al Hashem Elohim. Right, when they're talking about the averus of the 12 tribes, 12, of the 10 tribes who were exiled, so they said bad things about Akash Baruch Hu. Obviously, Akash Baruch Hu didn't do any chait or any avera at all. So Gemara says, yeah, hasam hachas u'davin. No, really, that's, they were just speaking lahachas. They were saying it just to make Akash Baruch Hu kiviyachol, to make Akash Baruch Hu angry. They knew that what they accused Akash Baruch Hu of was obviously not true. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof, though. Vayikan ula Moshe b'machane la'aron kodesh Hashem. Right, that the people were jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron as well. Excuse me. And Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Malami Shekol Echad Kinei LeIshto MoMoshe. That everyone, right, by the Sota, right, a person is not allowed, if a husband warns his wife, so not to seclude herself with another man, and then she goes ahead and does so, so then she can be, you know, kind of prosecuted under the laws of Sota. So everybody did that. Kinei is the first stage, is the warning, is the telling your wife not to seclude yourself with X, Y, and Z. So everybody did that. A lot of people did that. I guess everyone, yeah. And Bnei Yisrael did that to their wives, to don't seclude yourself to Moshe. They were upset with him, you know, so they were jealous of him, as the Gemara is about to say. Or they hated him. Right? Hasa Mishum Sinahu David. Really, no. People, it wasn't because Moshe had any shemitz, any small type of sin. It's just that, you know, they really hated him. And again, different people, different factions didn't like Moshe in the history. Tashma, another proof that this is not necessarily true. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yehei chalki im misha chashudin oso b'davar veinbo. Rabbi Yossi himself says that I want my portion with the people who are suspected of doing something, but they have never done it. So that clearly says that someone who has rumors about them, right, has not necessarily violated these yisurim. From Rav Papa l'di chashdon v'lo havabi. Right, and sure enough, Rav Papa said people suspected me of doing wrongdoing, and I had nothing to do with this stuff. It wasn't even related to that avera. So says, yeah, it depends. If the color deposit, if the rumors stop, so I'm saying that must be innocent. But if the rumors keep on going, they keep on persisting, so there must be some sort of avera there. The color deposit got comma. How long are we talking that, you know, the voice, the rumors don't stop? So Amar Abaye, Amar Li'ei, my mother said, which wasn't really his mother, right? It was the woman who raised him. Domi Damasa, in the neighborhood, Yomo Palga, a day and a half. Meaning if it's still persisting, still rumors still percolating in the town for a day and a half, so then there must be something there. Finally, Dil Pazik Beni Beni. That's all, as long as, right, that we don't say that the rumors kept on going. But if it stopped for whatever reason, then it picked up again, so then let's lumbo, then that must be nothing. When we say that the rumor stopped, and that's also only if they didn't stop because they were afraid of the guy. But if the rumor stopped because they're afraid of the guy, so then lo, then we will say that there is something there behind the rumors. That's only if the rumors didn't pop up again. Right, another like this, like to burst forth, like the spring forth, like from a river sometimes. So if the rumors didn't show up again, so then that's fine. Aval hadar nava, but if they did, so then lo, then we will start paying attention to these to the rumors. V'lo amran eladolislei oivim, and this is also only true that we're not going to pay attention to we are going to pay attention to the rumors if the guy has no enemies. Aval ispei oivim, but if he has enemies, so then oivim who the afkule lekala, then for sure it's the enemies who are spreading this rumor, right? And then Pasha says there's nothing to these accusations. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ein kosin shtari chov b'moed. We don't write documents of obligation, right? Again, if a person owes somebody money, we don't write these shtaros up. But if you don't trust the guy you're lending money to, o she'in lo mayochal, or if the sofer does not have anything to eat, right? And you got to pay him for the shtar anyway, right, you know, pay him for the star in a couple of weeks, so you might as well pay him now. So then, Hareze Yichkov, so then the guy can write it and you don't have to worry about it. In Kosim, Sfarim, Tfilim, Mezuzah, B'moed, he can't write Sfarim, Tfilim, Mezuzah, right? Sofer can't really work in Chol HaMoed. Vein Magihin, Os Achaz, Afilim, Sefer Ezra, right? You can't fix even one letter in Sefer Ezra. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kosif, Adam, Tfilim, Mezuzah, La'atzmo, person is allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos for himself, right? V'tova al yirecho tcheles al tzitziso, right? And a person is also allowed to sew or weave, I guess, tcheles into his tzitzis, right? On his yirecho, on his thigh, meaning that both of those are a bit of a shinoi, right? Meaning that, well, not really, not both of those, but the tefillin and mezuzos for himself, right? That's obviously not for parnasa, that's for tzarech mitzvah. And to stitch, I guess, and to weave and to do whatever you got to do to make tcheles and make tzitzis, right? That's with a little bit of a shinoi, so that's not it's not too much. It's not, what's it called? Because that's, again, it's a shinoi to remind yourself, right? You shouldn't do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, this Mishnah seems to imply that you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why else would you be able to write tefillin for yourself, right? If you weren't going to wear it, right? So again, obviously that's a discussion of the poskim. Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to wear tefillin. It revolves around whether Chol HaMoed is considered an os, and whether, you know, again, the Shabbos is an os, therefore it's not Zman Tefillin, a sign of the bris of the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Os hi b'ni b'nichem, right? That's on Shabbos for sure. The question is if that's true of Chol HaMoed. Minhag Eretz Yisrael is certainly not to wear tefillin, and in Chutz La'aretz, right, there are different minhagim. Okay. Okay, that's basically a quote of our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says he can do this stuff for other people, the tova, as a chesed, as a favor, but not for parnasa. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he can do a harama, he can kind of scam the game a little bit. He can sell his own and then go write for himself, write a new pair, let's say a new pair of tefillin, right? So he can't write for someone else, but he can sell the other person his, right, and then write his own. Right, okay. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Kosev Mocher Kedarko Kedei Parnasa. So Rabbi Yossi says he can keep on going, right, whatever he needs to do normally for his Parnasa. And we'll see in a second, that's how we paskin. Orile Rav L'Rav Chanano, V'amri L'Rav Baruchana L'Rav Chanano. And we said, Alacha Kosev Mocher Kedarko Kedei Parnasa. So sure enough, Alacha, as I mentioned, is like Rabbi Yossi. V'tovel Yerecha Techeles, he could weave or, you know, I guess, set up tcheles and tzitzis, etc., on his thigh. I don't know. With under the tove adam al yirecho tcheles tzitzaso avloba evan. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. He's not allowed to do it on top of a stone. Again, that was, I guess, a more professional, normal way of doing it. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Chachamim omrim af evan. You can even do it, right? Again, on a table or a stone or whatever it is. That's probably the normal way of tying tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda omrim mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, in his name. Usually, again, that's usually the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Because, again, what's it called? That Be'evin Avoloba Plach. But he was allowed to put it on the stone, but not with a plak. Plak apparently was some sort of tool that they used to use to, I guess, the tie tzitzis. And he says, not that Rabbi Elazar, again, we before the earlier version of this brisa said Rabbi Elazar says he can do it on his thigh, but not on a stone. And the Chachamim said even on the stone. Here, Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokas is that Rabbi Elazar holds they can do it on a stone, but not on a plach. And the Chachamim say you can even do it on a plach. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein, Amar Rabbi Yechira, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha. And Halacha is, sure enough, like the Chachamim in that second version, Bein Be'Evin, Bein Be'Plach, where he can do it either way. However, he wants, he can tie tzitzis, v'alacha kosev kadarko, umocha kadei parasazo, and then he can write tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, whatever, and sell for his parnasa. Okay. Hakover es meso, maybe one of the more famous mishnayos, I'd say, the Masechta. Hakover es meso, shlosh yamim kodin regal, batla hemenu gzeiras shiva. The whole concept of yomtif, getting rid of Shiva and Shloshim. Now, there are obviously many technical kind of details in terms of when that actually works, and the Mishnah is actually not necessarily the halacha, but again, definitely people are familiar with this concept. So if someone, Rachman Tzlan, has to bury his mace, a relative, 3 days before the regal, so Batla Yemenu Gzeiras Shiva, then Shiva is canceled by the holiday. Now, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that even someone sits 3 hours or 3 minutes or just a moment's of Avelis before the regal, that the regal cancels Shiva. And again, the main idea here, again, obviously many, you know, several things going on, but the main idea is that if you're going to have a holiday that is 7 days long, right, so that is going to get rid of Shiva, you're going to run through Shiva, right? Obviously, this is not going to really hold true of Shloshim, but the idea is that if you have 7 days break, and let's say theoretically you were to start Avelis and break for 7 days, well, then the Shiva is over. Right? By the time the regal is over, so you might as well just get it at the beginning. All right, obviously, that's a very poor paraphrasing of that halacha, but that's kind of the vibe. Okay, either way, let's go weiter now. Shmona, if it's 8 days after the kvura, meaning the guy finished Shiva already, and he now started Shloshim, so then Bitlo Menegh is Shloshim, then the Yontif will get rid of Shloshim. Mipnesha Amru Shabbos Ola of Enum of Segas, because the whole deal with Yontif versus Shabbos, Ola of Enum of Segas, Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva and does not stop it, obviously, as I'm sure people are aware. Regalim, but holidays, Mafsikin Veno Olin, they stop the Yontif and they do not count 4 days of Shiva and Shloshim. If Yontif stops Shiva and Shloshim, so what do you mean, in Olin? It doesn't count as day of Shiva and Shloshim? That's obvious. So what Pasha says, what it means is that if a person, Rachman Tzlan, let's say, passes away on Chol HaMoed, so those days don't count, right? The person's going to start Shiva after Chol HaMoed, but those days don't count towards the Shloshim or the Shiva. Meaning, it's not like if a person passes away on the fourth day of Pesach, so the relatives will start Shiva on Isru Chag, but it's not like they've already done 5 days of Shiva, or 4 days of Shiva, right? Those days don't count. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Keshabbos. Once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so Shavuos is like Shabbos. Why is that? Because again, as I pointed out, the whole idea is that there should be 7 days, right, that's going to stop the Shiva, and by the time the Yontif is over, so there's no more Shiva, it's been already, you know, more than 7 days after the Mace. So Shavuos is obviously 1 day, but you're able to bring the korban chagiga, or the korbanos the shaykh to Shavuos, all 7 days. There's something called tashlumin kol shiva that you can make up not bringing the korbanos for 7 days after Shavuos. And what you may be familiar with is that a lot of shuls have minhag not say tachan during those 7 days. I feel like more Hasidish shuls or maybe yeshivish, I don't know, but definitely more Hasidish places do not say tachan in that whole stretch. But as this is Rabbi Elazar's point, that once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and there's no korbanos, there's no simcha, there's nothing that Shavuos is dragged out for, so once that halacha is batel, so then Atzeres Keshabbos is just 1 day, so therefore it's viewed like Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kiregalim, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like the holidays. That's in fact how we pasken. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Lokid Ebrei Ebrei, Lokid Ebrei Zeh. No. It's not like that. Neither of them. Atzeres Kiregalim, that Shavuos is like, let's say, Pesach and Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Keshabbos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Amar Rav says, Gzeiras Bitlo, Yomim Lo Bitlo. When Yontif cancels Shiva, it cancels the Gzeira, but not the days. And we'll see what that means in a second. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Gzeiras Bitlo, Yomim Lo Bitlo. So Rav Huna agrees. But Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes says, Afilu the Yomim Nami Bitlo. The Yomim The days are also canceled. Now, the Gemara says, my taima. Now, it doesn't mean my taima. It doesn't mean what's the reason, but it means what are you talking about? If you look at Rashi, kolomar be'ezah inyan lo bat lo yomim, meaning what do you mean when we say that the yontif gets rid of the gzeira, but not the days? What does that mean? So, where did I, back here? Right. So, my taima, yomim lo bit lo. Right. Maybe what is that? What is that reference to? What relevance does that have? What does that mean? Because if the person did not take a haircut before the regal, so then he is no longer allowed to take a haircut after the regal, right, through the end of Shloshim. Let's say, for example, a person, Rachman Slan, lost a relative 10 days before Pesach. So, God for lo aleinu, bli anhora, altif lechbel asaltim, right, all the required, anti-ayinhara stuff. So let's say a person lost a relative 10 days before Pesach. So that person has, obviously observed Shiva, right, and 3 days later, right, yontif cancels the Shloshim. Now, what that does is that it provides an opportunity for a person to shave, right? That right before Yontif, right, we're going to allow you to, a person usually doesn't shave, let's say, during Shloshim, so certainly during Sheva, but also during Shloshim, it's the Yontif, right? Now you have an opportunity to shave before Yontif. But if you didn't, so the whole point was so you wouldn't look like a bum on Pesach. So now that you blew that opportunity, so we were going to enforce the Isser of Giluach, the Isser of shaving, right, through the entire 30-day process, even though that runs through Pesach. Okay, Vatanya, and this is, as Rashi says, a siyata, a proof, b'nichusa, this is not a kasha. Hakover es meso shloshi yom kodem regal, if a person, Rachman Litzlan, buries a relative 3 days before the regal, so batlai menuk dir shiva, there's no more shiva, shmona yomim kodem regal, again, this is very similar to our Mishnah, if it's 8 days before the holiday, so then batlai menuk dir shloshim, his shloshim is gone. U'megaleach erev haregel, and he takes a haircut in erev of the yomtiv. Right? V'im lo gileach erev haregel, also legaleach achar haregel. Sure enough, it says explicitly that if a person, for whatever reason, doesn't take that haircut, so then he's lost his chance and he cannot take a haircut until the shloshim is over. Abba Shaul says mutar legaleach achar haregel. That actually he is allowed to take a haircut after the holiday because shekashem shem. It says shlosha mevatelas gzeras shiva kach mitzvah shiva mevatelas gzeras shloshim. As Abba Shaul points out, just like if it's 3 days before the Yomtif, so then the Shiva is gone. If it's 7 days before the Yomtif, then Shloshim is gone. The Gemara says, what do you mean 7 days before the Yomtif, Shloshim is gone? Didn't we just say that 8 days before the Yomtif, Shloshim is gone? Right, you need to have Shiva, finish Shiva, and then have another day. And then there can be a Yomtif. That'll get rid of Shloshim. That's what the Gemara asks. Shiva, v'anan shmona tanan. We learned about 8 days. So Gemara says, and this we mentioned before in the Masechta a couple days ago, because Abba Shaul holds that part of a day is like a full day. So the seventh day counts for both the last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. So once you have 7 days before the relative, before the regalim, before the holiday, so then you've had already 1 day of Shloshim, and therefore Shloshim can be canceled. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina, Bar Shila, Halakha like Abba Shaul. The halakha is like Abba Shaul. And again, we perhaps you're familiar with the practice, but you didn't realize what it's based on. We are knowing this halakha. When Rachman Litzlan, a person loses a relative on the seventh day, so what do? They sit Shiva normally in the morning. There's, let's say, Shacharis. And whenever everybody leaves from davening, and the last person leaves to be Menachem Avo, so then they get up, right? They get up. Let's say Tuesday morning they get up. So that's what it means. Meaning because that's the seventh day. That's Mikdasei Yom Kikulo. Part of the day is like the full day, right? That's literally how we pasken. Umodim Chachamim La B'Shol Keshichal Shmini Shalolios B'Shabbes Erev Regel. The Chachamim agree again. We mentioned this earlier as well that if the eighth day. Meaning the Chacham hold you need 8 days before the regal to cancel Shloshim. But if that 8th day is Shabbos, then Erev regal mutar legalech by Erev Shabbos, then he's allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. They're going to be mutar to Abba Shaul, that in that case the guy can get a haircut on the 7th day after the Nifter has been buried. Come on, Azla Hada Amar Rav Amram Ba'amar Rav. Who's Rav holding like when he said like this? Avel Kevin Amdu Menachme Me'etzlo. Again, this is what I mentioned a minute ago. And Avil, once the Menachem, once the people who are being Menachem Avil have gotten up, Mutzer Beretzicha is allowed to wash himself. Come on, who's that like Abba Shaul? That's like Abba Shaul, as we said, where it mixes Yom Kikulo. Amar Rabbi Halacha Abba Shaul, B'yom Shiva. The Halacha is like Abba Shaul on the seventh day. U'madim Chachamim Abba Shaul, and the Chachamim agree with Abba Shaul, B'yom Shloshim on the 30th day, Darmina mixes Yom Kikulo. At least they agree on the end of Shloshim that mixes Yom Kikulo. They don't agree with him by Shiva, but they agree with him on the 30th day. That makes this hayom kikulu. Rabba Amar halacha Rabashal b'yom shloshim, and sure enough, the halacha is like Rabashal on the 30th day. Vein halacha Rabashal b'yom shiva, but Rabba says the halacha is not like Rabashal by shiva. In Harada Yomri, and in Harada they taught that halacha Rabashal b'zu b'zu. As you know, as I mentioned a second ago, the halacha is like Rabashal that we do say mixes yom kikulu. Damar Shmuel halacha kedivrei hamekel be'avel. As we mentioned before, that Shmuel holds that the halacha is going to be like the mekilim, the people who are lenient by avelus. Shloshim yomi nolan. Where do you get 30 days from? Where was this concept of shloshim? Yoleth pera pera binozer. We have a gzereshav, a right connection to nozer. Ksiv haoskha, it says over here, by Avelus, Rosh Hashem al tifro, and that pasuk says that by Kosh Baruch said to Aaron, after he lost Nadav and Avihu, Rechman al tzlan, so he did, after Aaron lost Nadav and Avihu, I don't think you have to say nine her with that, that already happened a long time ago. But, so obviously we say it anyway. So when Aaron lost his two sons, the Kosh Baruch Hu said, don't let your hair grow, meaning don't keep Avelus, implying that Avelus means let your hair grow. Right? So Ksiv Azram, and then it says over there by Nazir, Gadel Pera Se'arosho. Right? The Nazir obviously has to let his hair grow. So Malahalan Shloshim, Afkan Shloshim, it's just like a Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, just like a regular Nazirus is 30 days. So too by Aaron. Right, it's also and by so too by Avelus, it's also 30 days. V'hasam inolan, and how do you know over there that a stam nazirus, regular nazirus, is 30 days? Right, we think of a nazir as like someone nazir la'olam, right? But a nazir, if someone takes a stam neder of nazirus, it's for a month. It's not so long. Right? You probably can't even tell that he's growing his hair out. Maybe the beard, but like stam nazirus, regular nazirus, is 30 days. So v'hasam inolan, how do you know? So Amar Rav Masna, he says that stam nazirus shloshim yom. My time, how do you know? Because Amar Kar, the pasuk says kodesh yihyeh, he'll be holy. Yihyeh, fascinating. We learn from a gematria. Yihyeh begematria. It's false enough that if a person just says kadosh yihyeh, or he's going to be a nazir or whatever, so yihyeh is 30. So therefore, right, that's the gematria. It must be 30 days. Amar Avuna Breder Yeshua Hakol Moldim Kishachal Shlishi Shalavios Erev Aregel Shasur Berachita Ada Erev. Everybody agrees, though. And if the third day after the what's it called of the Avelus is on Erev Yom Tov, so then he can't. We don't say Mitzvah Kekula that he can take a bath right away. Meaning Yom Tov is going to cancel the Shiva, but see, even if you tell him Mitzvah Kekula, still we're going to make him wait until the end of the Yom Tov, or really the end of the third day, because again the first 3 days, as you're seeing right now, are very crucial to the Avelus. And that would be less than 3 days. So then we were going to try and make sure that he has to get that shower in right just a few minutes before Yom Tov. Amar Rav Nechemia Bereider of Yeshua, Ashkechasinu l'Rav Papi v'l'Rav Papa. I met the Rav Papi and Rav Papa, the Yosvi Kamri Halacha Kavra Avuna Bereider of Yeshua. They were sitting and they said the halacha is certainly like this. Ikad Amri. Some people said Amar Rav Nechemia Bereider of Yosef. Maybe it wasn't. Rav Nechemia Bereider of Yeshua is Rav Nechemia Bereider of Yosef. But the Rav Yosef, right, and he said that what we just mentioned, right, the Ashke Chasinu, the Rav Papa, the Rav Papa, the Ravuna, the Rav Yeshua, right, all three of those, right, the Yosef Yikamri HaKol Modim, everybody agrees that Shech Mechal Yom HaShlishi Shalot Yosef HaRegel Sheaser Brachitza Ad HaErev, right, again, that's basically the same way of saying that, just including a couple different players over there and telling it straight out that 3 days after the mace, so again, he has to wait to take a shower until right before. Okay, we're going to stop right here. Okay, we could go do a tiny bit more. Bamine Abaye Merabba. Or it's probably Merabba, right? Abaye asked from Rabba, Kivru Borego, Regal Olo Lamin Shloshim, O Ain Regal Olo Lamin Shloshim. Meaning it's not going to count for Shiva, as the Gemara says. Meaning if a person, Rechman Atlan, passed away on Chol HaMoed, right, does those 4 or 5 days, or whatever it is, right, until they start keeping Shiva, does that count for Shloshim? So the Gemara says, Lamini Shiva lo kamei boyali, right? For sure, not for Shiva, delo nahagu mitzvah Shiva b'regel, because there's no halacha of keeping Shiva during the regel. That starts after the regel. Kikam boyali lamini Shloshim. But what about Shloshim? Do we start the count, let's say, maybe 5 days earlier, and now Shiva is starting, let's say, five days into the Shloshim count? The kanahagu mitzvah Shloshim b'regel, because you can keep halachos of shloshim during the regel. So what's the halacha? Amarle eno ola. It does not actually count. Meaning shloshim just is, you know, basically just to clarify, the halachos of shloshim are more or less halachos of cholamoy, right? Because you're talking about no shaving, right? Not wearing, like, you know, talking about, you know, what's it called? laundry and stuff like that, those types of halachos are basically the same. So you can keep halachos of shloshim during the regal. So what's it, so maybe you should think that it does count for shloshim. So he said to him that in ola that it actually does not, and you start counting shiva and shloshim after the yontif. We're going to ask Akasha on this, but that's why I kind of thought maybe we should wait. But it's okay. We can stop here and we'll continue with Akasha Blineda tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.